Six environmental organizations are suing to block logging in an area east of Ketchikan. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Orion North, or sea level timber sale, is at Thorn Arm, near the southeast corner of Revilla Gigedo Island. Forest Service officials plan to advertise the sale later this month. Ketchikan-based Tongass Conservation Society, the Sierra Club, Greenpeace, and several other groups filed suit Monday to stop the sale. The Conservation Society's Carol Karen says the region has been logged too much.
This whole area of southern southeast has been hard hit over the 50-year timber contract. And everything has changed in terms of how we value the forest. And the forest standing is much more valuable than the value of the board feet of timber that come out of it.
Karen says the road building and other expenses would cost the Forest Service twice as much as it would earn from the sale. Tonga's supervisor, Forrest Cole, says the initial sale would not cover all costs. That's because it would provide up to 8 million board feet of timber in a sale area designed to provide three times that much. But Cole says later sales could use the same infrastructure and cover expenses.
Additional revenue, depending on what the market situation is at the time, these sales could potentially recoup all the costs that have been generated, but typically they don't. Because of our multiple-use mandates, we typically do not recover all the funds that we put into these sales on these larger projects on first entry.
The lawsuit also says logging would damage wildlife habitat, particularly for deer. The Forest Service proposed the sale about 10 years ago. It was one of seven sales blocked by an appeals court order about 5 years later. That order led to changes in the Tongass Land Management Plan. Cole says his agency restarted work on the sale last year by putting road construction out to bid. The timber industry says it needs the sale to keep operating. Owen Graham of the Ketchikan-based Alaska Forest Association says southeast mills are desperately short of logs.
It's a small amount of timber, but it's about the same amount of timber that the Forest Service was able to sell all of last year. I mean, we're desperately short of timber, and that this sale will provide some jobs for a substantial part of the year. If it happened to be bought by the mill in Ketchikan, that would be several months of work for them, and it right next door to their mill and handy so they can run back and forth with their barge and keep things going as part of the timber sale program.
Other groups suing to stop the Orion North sale include the Cascadia Wildlands Project, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Center for Biological Diversity. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.